Chief James Clack, this is your last day as fire chief in Baltimore. You've been here since 2008. As you look back over the past few years, what would you consider to be your proudest accomplishments in Baltimore?
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, I think the proudest accomplishment for our team while I've been here is the reduction in fire deaths. We had a record low last year of only 12, and while 12 still unfortunate, it's much lower than we've ever had since they started keeping records back in the Great Depression. So I would say that's the biggest accomplishment for our folks.
What would you say was the key to reaching that goal?
Well, I think a focus on prevention, a focus on providing smoke alarms. We put together a program where if citizens dial 311, we'll come out within an hour and install free smoke alarms in their home, and we've been able to do that for thousands of properties, and we continue to do that because our goal is to get to zero someday.
When you came to Baltimore from Minnesota, did you feel welcomed here as an outsider in Baltimore, taken in by the city, so to speak?
I sure did. You know, and I know being from Baltimore is a big deal out here, but we felt welcome from the first day we've got here. We live in a great neighborhood over in Butchers Hill. I have made friendships with hundreds of people here in the city, and I was remarking to the staff a few days ago how we felt like we became part of the family here in Baltimore. So we're very, very sad to be leaving our friends here, but excited for the next chapter in our lives.
If you could do anything to change the department, the culture, relations with the community, relations with the city government, what would it be?
I think we've got a great relationship with the community as far as the fire department goes. When they do citizen surveys, we're constantly rated among the highest, if not the highest, among how people see the fire department. So I think our relationships are great. I think the city's been challenged economically, and certainly there's a great need for new fire apparatus and new fire trucks, and we have a need to fix up some of our very old fire stations and that kind of thing. But as far as relationships, I think we're doing great, and I know that will continue.
Would you want to see more fire department personnel added, more EMS, in addition to newer equipment?
I think so, especially on the EMS side. But even on the fire side, if money was not an issue, I think we could use a couple of more companies, especially on the east side. On the EMS front, we're really taxing the 24 medic units that we have running around the city right now every day. They're working very, very hard. In comparison, a city like Washington, D.C. has 39 medic units with basically the same population. So if we had the resources, I think that's the greatest need. And then, of course, I think we'd like to get back a couple of the companies we lost during this great recession over the past few years on the fire side as well.
What's next for the Clack family? Where are you going? What will you be doing?
Well, we bought a horse farm in northern Minnesota. We're going to close on that property on Tuesday, and so we're going to go up there and give that a try for a while.
Horse farm? You thinking of doing a lot of riding up in the woods of Minnesota?
Well, we're not sure if we're going to have horses, but it was such a beautiful property. My wife is a spinner and a weaver, and so she's got a plan where she wants to buy some herd animals, sheep and alpaca and that kind of thing, to harvest the wool and make stuff. So I'll probably be feeding animals.
Well, Chief Clack, thank you for your public service. Thank you for your time today, and best wishes to you.
And thank you to all the listeners for your support, and we're going to miss this place, and good luck.